Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevailed after electors across the country cast ballots affirming his victory in last month's election. Not even an abuse of power can stop a peaceful transition, Biden said Monday evening, just hours after members of the Electoral College voted in every state and the District of Columbia, formally giving Biden more than 270 electoral votes needed to certify his election victory. Biden says, "What beats deep in the hearts of the American people is this democracy." Whether this message of unity will have any effects remains to be seen. Top Republicans have mostly continued to back President Trump and his unsubstantiated claims of a rigged election, and even once Biden takes power, are unlikely to give him any of the traditional honeymoon period. Biden is preparing to assume the presidency on January the 20th. Attorney General William Barr, one of President Trump's staunchest allies, is resigning amid lingering tension with the president over the president's baseless claims of election fraud and the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. Barr went to the White House Monday, where President Trump said the Attorney General submitted his letter of resignation. President Trump said Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General. And a bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiling a proposal of COVID-19 relief as Congress searches for a final agreement. The proposal unveiled on Monday includes billions of dollars for businesses, the unemployed, and for schools, along with money for vaccine distribution. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The search continues in Nigeria for more than 300 missing schoolboys 3 days after locals say they were kidnapped by gunmen on motorcycles. Protesters, including parents of the missing children, took to the streets the past 2 days urging the government to work harder to find the youngsters who were taken from the government-signed secondary school at Kankara in northwestern Katsina State. The Reuters news agency reporting Monday that the government was in contact with the kidnappers and negotiating the release of the boys. State authorities immediately closed all schools, and Nigerian police announced a review of security for schools across the country. Ethiopia sent civil service in Tigray back to work Monday and ordered gun owners to disarm as President Abiy Ahmed's government attempts to restore normality in the northern region after weeks of war. Abiy has declared victory over the former local ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The powerful TPLF dominated federal government for nearly three decades before anti-government protests propelled Abiy into office back in 2018. The new government appointed provisional administration for Tigray has told state employees, including the rank-and-file workers in the previous administration, to return to work or be fired. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara is beginning a controversial third term in office while appealing to the opposition to end tensions after election-related violence claimed dozens of lives. Ouattara promised the creation of a national reconciliation ministry in the next government, while stressing that violence and the intolerable acts should not go unpunished. The leading opposition figure, Henry Konan Bedi, last week proposed a national dialogue. Bedi, a former president himself, stopped short of recognizing Ouattara's re-election, although he received more than 94% of the vote. Honduras' foreign minister is appealing for international help after announcing Hurricanes Eta and Iota have caused about $10 billion in damages in Honduras and affected more than 4 million people. The storms hit the Central American country within 2 weeks of each other last month, bringing disastrous flooding to the area. Honduras was hit particularly hard. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.